主必再来这个题目啊，并不是一个新的题目。
The topic of the Lord is coming soon isn't a new topic.
啊，可能是老生常谈的一个题目啊。
In fact, it might be something that we discuss often.
啊，题目一出来啊，大家都知道里面的内容了。
So when the topic comes out, everyone already knows the contents.
啊，虽然是这样子，这个题目呢，在教会的建设当中啊，教会的历史当中扮演着一个很重要的角色。
But the fact is that this topic plays a very important role in the establishment of the church.
啊，同时呢，哎，在我们个人信仰的历程当中占着一个很重要的角色。
It also plays a very important part in the establishment of our own faith.
我们看看早期的使徒教会，他们的圣工为什么会那么的发展
？If we look at the apostolic church long ago, why were they able to expand so rapidly?
因为他们有主必再来这个信念。
Because they have this belief that the Lord is coming soon.
啊，因为这个信念升植在他们的内心当中。
This belief took root in their hearts.
所以就改变了他们的生活方式。
And so it changed their daily lives.
他们宁愿为了主耶稣而活。
They lived for God.
啊，牺牲自己的权益。
And they gave everything for the Lord.
把自己的房子卖掉。
They sold their own houses.
全部捐给教会
and donated everything to the church.
他们热心服侍主
They served the Lord fervently.
因为有主必再来这个信念在支撑着他们
Because they firmly believed that the Lord is coming again soon.
啊，使徒时代传福音以后，经过了大概七十年的时间
And after the establishment of the church, after a period of about 70 years,
啊，信主的人也多了
The believers increased in number.
那因为他们刚信主的时候啊，以前的传道人呢、啊，一直告诉他们说主必再来。
Because when they initially believed, the pastors, the ministers told them that the Lord will be coming soon.
而且已经是快来了。
And that he was almost here.
就在门前了。
He was at the doorsteps.
哎，可是一天一天等啊，一天一天的等，主耶稣还没有再来呀、啊。
But they day by day they waited, and yet the Lord had not come.
因为这个信念呢，在他们脑海中就慢慢的消失了。
So this belief gradually vanished from their minds.
那我们看看消失以后呢，教会的情形怎么样
？So let us examine what happened to the church after this belief disappeared.
他们虽然是信了耶稣
，even though they believed in Jesus，
但是他们生活的形式、生活的观念、生活的态度并没有改变。
But in their behavior, in their attitudes, in their lives, nothing changed.
虽然已经受洗了
although they were baptized,
但是他们那个旧我、老我还是存在他们心里。
But their old selves still existed in their hearts.
他们并没有活出新的生活。
They did not have a new life.
虽然保罗曾经在哥林多后书说，我们受洗以后都新造了人。
So Paul once said that in 2 Corinthians, he said that once we are baptized, we become new people.
可是我们从保罗书信当中就会看到信徒的生活方式。并没有多大的改变。
But we see in them that their behavior after they became these new people didn't really change that much.
就是因为主必再来这个信念已经慢慢消失了。
And this is because the belief that the Lord is coming soon had already gradually disappeared.
那也的确，主耶稣还没有再来。也的确，主耶稣没有来。
It's true that Jesus had not come.
所以很多人呢，信仰的观念就慢慢的冷淡。
So for many people, their faith gradually cooled off.
那到了很晚的时候啊，神就感动使徒约翰呢、啊，他写了启示录。
So in the latter days, or in the, after a period of time, the Lord moved Apostle John to write the book of Revelation.
啊，就劝告大家悔改。
This book urged all the believers to repent.
就再次提起主必再来这个信念。
It once again reminded them that the Lord is coming soon.
所以主必快来这个信念，今天对我们来讲也是很重要的。
So for us today, this belief that the Lord is coming soon is very important as well.
啊，1917年，神借着圣灵啊，还有几个工人啊，亲自建立在北京啊，建立了真教会。
In the year 1917, the Lord through the Holy Spirit and several workers established the True Jesus Church in Beijing.
到今年呢，已经将近了100年了。
So, to this day, it's been almost 100 years.
我们想想，神今天怎么来看待我们？
So, let us think about how the Lord Jesus looks at us today.
假如早期的工人他们还在的话，他们要怎么来看待我们今天的真教会？
If the workers of the early times are still around today, how would they view the church? We should also examine ourselves and see what the church is today. And we should think about what our attitude should be towards the faith. Because the attitude of our faith will influence the attitude towards our lives.And attitude towards our lives will influence our daily practices. And our daily practices will influence our faith. So if a person does not have this belief that the Lord is coming soon, then they will not be able to build up a strong faith.And their faith will gradually cool off.
虽然一个人呢，经常来教会。
And although a person may come to church frequently,
可是他的信仰可能是很表面化的。
But their faith may be only skin deep.
因此今天主必在这个信念呢，实在是有必要的再次来学习。
So we must once again study this belief that the Lord is coming soon.
主耶稣说啊，他的日子已经近了。
The Lord once said that his day is at hand.
他那个那一天主的日子来临，就好像盗贼来临一样，是很难预测的，大家都不知道。
But this day that when the Lord will return again, this is a day that's very hard, that no one knows when it'll come again.
我们请看马太福音。
Let us look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音24章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音24章27节。
Matthew 24, verse 27.
马太福音24章的27节。
Matthew 24:27.
闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。人子降临也要这样。28，吃所在哪里，鹰也必聚在那里。这是主耶稣对他在临的日子啊，提出一个比喻啊。
Here in verse 27 and 28, this is a comparison or analogy that Jesus used to compare his coming to.
那门徒在问说，那个主在临呢？世界末日到底是要像怎么样的，像什么样子？
His disciples asked him what it would be like when he returned again.
主耶稣就说了很多的道理给门徒们听。
So the Lord Jesus said many, many things for his disciples to hear.
27节说，这个情形就像闪电从东边发出，一直照到西边。
So in verse 27, he says it is as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west.
我们知道闪电速度非常快。
We know that lightning has a very high speed.
你看，当一个人呢看到闪电的时候，已经被击倒了，他逃来不及了。
When we know that when someone sees lightning, it is pretty much too late to run away.
人们看到闪电的时候可以逃。
When someone sees lightning and is able to run away,
但是他只有一千分之一秒的时间可以逃。
He only has a thousandth of a second to run away.
可是人们在想的时候，当你想要逃的时候，已经被雷电击中了。
So actually, by the time you realize that you should run, you've already been hit by lightning.
因为人在思考大概要一两秒的时间呢。
Because it probably takes one or two seconds for someone to think about the situation.
那闪电速度非常快。
And the speed of lightning is very, very fast. So when Lord Jesus mentions lightning, this is to say that the day of his coming is very fast. So by the time that a person is unable to escape, that's when his day will come.
那一天来临的时候，你就说啊，我要赶快把教会的、把我家里的财产呢奉献给教会，已经来不及了。
It is already too late to say things like I will donate all my possessions to the church.
闪电从东边发出来，一直照到西边。
The lightning comes from the east and flashes all the way to the west.
天的这边啊，照到天的那一边。
It flashes from one side of the sky to the other.
所以意思就是说，这个是全面性的。
So this is to say that this covers everything.
天的这一边呢，东边到西边就是整个地球。
From eastern part of the sky to the western part of the sky, this is the entire earth.
也就是说，没有一个人呢能够逃避。
Which is to say that no one man can escape.
就时间而言呢，非常快，没有一个人能够逃。
It is so fast that no one can run from this.
就空间而言呢，每一个人都会在这个闪电攻击之下。
And everyone will be under the sphere of this lightning.
啊，主耶稣又说，施所在哪里呢？鹰也必在那里。
And the Lord Jesus also said, wherever the carcass is, their eagles will be gathered.
以我们今天的话来说啊。
If we think about this today.
饼碎了啊，那个饼干的碎啊，饼干在哪里？小鸟也会在那里。
When a cookie crumbles, wherever the crumbs are, the birds will be there as well.
不相信的话，我们撒一些饼干在外面，那个小鸟马上来。
So if you don't believe it, go scatter some crumbs outside, and the birds will come immediately for sure.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
一定会有这个事情。
This is something that will happen for sure.
饼干在撒在地面上，小鸟一定来的。
If you scatter crumbs on the ground, the birds will come certainly.
所以主一定会再来临的。
So the Lord will certainly come again.
这是主耶稣啊，当时告诉门徒的话。
So this is what the Lord Jesus told the apostles.
对我们今天来讲也是一样。
And today it is the same for us.
主再来临的日子啊，很快。
When the Lord is coming again, it will come very soon.
我们今天看以巴这两个国家团体啊，全世界的人都希望他们能够和平相处。以色列跟巴勒斯坦这个。
When we look at the countries of Israel and Palestine, all the people of the world wish they had peace.
我们希望他们能够和平相处。
We also wish they could live in peace.
因为他们和平相处，世界才有和平的一天呢。
Because unless they live in peace, the world will never have peace either.
但是每一个国家都有这种信念。
And every country has this belief.
每一个国家都有这种看法。
Every country has this view.
所以大家尽量帮助这两个国家能够和平相处。
So everyone is trying very hard to help these two countries have peace.
可是因为以色列这个国家，他们的信念跟别人很不一样。
But because the belief, the religion of Israel is so different from its surrounding countries.
他们只有相信耶和华。
They believe only in God.
他们只有相信神，他们其他的人一概不相信。
They alone believe in God. No one else does.
这个是历史的经验呢，告诉他们的。
And this is what their history has told them.
第二个。
Number two.
他们是有这个以牙还牙的观念。
They have this concept of returning an eye for an eye.
所以很难去跟其他的那和平相处。
So it is very hard for them to coexist in peace with others.
以巴的冲突啊，有一天会再爆发的。
And if there is violence, one day there will be violence again.
灾难可能很快就会来临。
And catastrophe could possibly come very soon.
灾难可能不是因为这两个国家之间引起的关系。
This catastrophe or war.It's possible that it's not because of the two countries directly.
也有可能是周边的国家所引发的问题。
It might be started by another surrounding country.
那当时主耶稣把这个信念呢传给他的门徒。
At the time when Jesus gave his gospel to his disciples.
那主耶稣。
And the Lord Jesus.
被钉在十字架上。
And when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
被埋葬了。
He was buried.
后来复活，显现给门徒们看。
He later resurrected and appeared to his apostles.
他要升天的。
He was resurrected.
那他升天的时候，天使怎么宣告的
？When he resurrected, what did the angels say?
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let us look at the Book of Acts.
第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
使徒行传第一章十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
第一章十一节，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣啊，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来？
Verse 11 said, Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
这是天使啊对门徒们的宣告。
This is what the angels proclaimed to the disciples.
意思说你们看主怎样被升天，他也是一样啊，会驾着云雾而来的。
He said, if you see how Jesus goes, rises into heaven, he will come in the same manner.
所以门徒就有这个信念。
So the disciples had this belief.
主必快来，不但是主耶稣亲自讲的，而且是天使也做见证。
Not only did Jesus personally say that he was coming soon, the angels said it as well.
所以他们在传福音的时候，也是经常把这个信念传给他们的主耶稣的追随者。
When the disciples are preaching the gospel, they constantly told this to the true seekers as well.
因此，当时信耶稣的人都要主必快来这个信念。
So at the time, everyone who came to believe in Jesus had this concept that the Lord is coming soon.
也就是因为有这个信念，所以他们啊就要变卖家产。
Because they had this belief, so they sold all their possessions.
他们是天天同心合意祷告。
And they prayed daily in one accord.
啊，弟兄姐妹在一起团契。
They fellowship together.
他们读圣经听道理。
They study the Bible and listen to the gospel.
他们很热心地服侍主。
And they serve the Lord zealously.
为什么他们会这样做？
Why did they do this?
每一个人都是这样子。
Everyone did this.
因为大家都知道啊，主必快来啊。
Because everyone knew that the Lord was coming soon.
我今天这些财产留着有什么用？
What good is it for me to keep all my possessions around?
因为明天主就要来了啊。
Tomorrow, the Lord Jesus may come.
所以我们要赶快灵修自己啊。
So we need to hurry up and save ourselves.
赶快准备好迎接主的再来。
We must hurry and be prepared, and await the Lord's coming.
因为这个信念就改变他们生活方式。
So because of this belief, it changed their lifestyles.
让他们过着以主为中心的生活。
It helped them to live a God-centered life.
让他们过着以服侍弟兄姐妹为中心的生活。
And it helped them to lead a life that was centered around serving fellow brothers and sisters.
让他们过着一个奉献的生活。
It helped them to lead a life of offering.
这个信念呢，帮助他们度过生活难关，度过逼迫。
This belief helped them to persevere through persecution.
他们很勇敢地去面对它。
They could bravely face that persecution.
为什么会很勇敢去面对？
And why were they able to bravely face it?
因为我今天不死的话，明天也会死啊，因为主耶稣要来的。
They believe that if I don't die today, I'll die tomorrow, so it doesn't really matter.
那为什么今天跟明天有什么差别啊？
What is the difference between today and tomorrow?
反正都是要离开世间的。
No matter what, I'm about to leave this world.
那既然说离开世间，为什么不为主耶稣而离开世间？
Since I am leaving this world, why not offer myself for God?
请看希伯来书。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews.
第十章三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32.
希伯来书十章三十二节。
Hebrews 10:32.
你们要追认往日啊，蒙的光照以后，所忍受大征战的各样苦难。33:33. 一边被毁谤、遭患难成了戏景，叫众人观看；一边陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。34:34. 因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且。你们的家产被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。35:35，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。36:36，你们必须要忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。37:37，因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来的，并不延迟，只是一人必因信得生。我们看当时他们的信念是什么呢？
From here we can see what the belief of the time was.
就是主必快的，因为还有一点点的时候，忍耐忍耐。
The Lord is coming soon, and in a little time, bit of time before He comes, let us endure.
所以他们才能够面对各种不同的挑战，各种不同的逼迫。
It was this mentality that enabled them to persevere through all sorts of persecution.
他们了解到人本来就要遭受患难逼迫的。
They realized that people will naturally meet persecution and challenges.
So, 我们今天也是一样。
So, it is the same for us today.
我们生活上或许要面对很多的难题。
Perhaps we might face many difficulties in our lives.
面对各种不同的挑战。
And we may face many challenges.
身体健康的问题。
Perhaps there are health issues.
职业上的问题。
Perhaps there are work issues.
家庭经济的问题。
Family or economic troubles.
夫妻关系的问题。
Trouble between spouse.
母子关系、父子关系。
trouble in a relationship between father and son or mother and son. Relationship troubles.
所以人生是充满着各种不同的挑战。
So life is filled with many challenges.
这个困难过去以后，还有另外一个困难来的。
After this challenge has passed by, another one comes up.
但是我们只要有这个主必再来的信念。
But if we have this belief that the Lord is coming soon,
我们会跟早期的使徒们一样，能够克服各种不同的挑战。
Then we will be like the early believers and be able to endure through all sorts of difficulties.
所以当时史蒂凡啊，他为了主的道理讲。
So at the time, Stephen, because of his belief in Jesus, was stoned to death by the Jews. When people stoned him, he did not run and hide. And why didn't he dodge these stones? Why did he bravely face them? He even asked God to forgive these people. Because the Lord was coming soon.
我现在不死的话，再过几天我也是一样要死的。
So if I don't die today, I'll die sooner or later. So it's the same.
再请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews 11 again.
三十五节。
Hebrews 11 verse 35.
希伯来书十一章三十五节。
Hebrews 11 verse 35.
有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受言行。不肯果且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。三十六，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各样的磨练，被石头打死，被锯子锯死，被受试探，
37.
被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏困受穷乏患难苦害。三十八，在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配的人。三十九，这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的事实。
40.
因为神给他们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。所以当时他们在等那个更美好的证据。
So at the time, the people were awaiting a better promise.
那个证据什么时候能够得到？
When could they receive this better promise?
在主再来的时候就得到了。
They would receive it when the Lord came again.
因此，主必再来这个信念能够帮助他们度过每天的困难。
So this belief that the Lord is coming soon helped them to endure through the life's difficulties in their daily lives.
当时保罗在传福音的时候
，When Paul was preaching the gospel,
也是一直提起这个主必再来的信念。
He constantly reminded people that the Lord was coming soon.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let us look at First Thessalonians.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。将来就主要就再来。
Verse 10, it says, And to wait for his son from heaven,whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivered us from the wrath to come. Let's also look at chapter 2, verse 19.
2, verse
19.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们的主耶稣再来的时候，你们在他面前能够站立得住吗？所以再一次的提到主耶稣的再来。
19, it says, For what is our hope, our joy, or crown, or rejoicing?Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? So it once again reminds us that Jesus is coming. Let's also look at chapter 3, verse 13.
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁无可指责。在这提到主耶稣再来的时候。
So 13, it says, So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints.So once again, it reminds us that he is coming.
第四章的十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
第四章十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，但不能在那已经睡的人之先。十六节。
16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，在 那在基督里死了的人必先复活，十七。
17，
我们这还活着存有的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在的，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。保罗不但是告诉当时的信徒啊，要有这种信念。
Paul not only reminded the believers at the time to have this belief.
他还告诉信徒啊，你们要用这些话再勉励其他的信徒。
He reminded the believers to also use these words to encourage others.
可见这个信念非常重要。
So this is a very important belief.
他请看第五章的二十三节。
Let's also look at chapter 5, verse 23.
第五章二十三节。
1 Thessalonians
5:23. 愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵、魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。在主耶稣降临的时候要再次提到主耶稣的降临。
Verse 23 also mentions again the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以想象得到使徒保罗的心情。
So we can see the feelings that the Apostle Paul had.
为什么保罗他能够这样子为主啊，遭受很多的逼迫
？Why was Paul able to endure so much persecution for the sake of Jesus？
他很辛苦啊。
Yeah, it was very tough work.
到处传道，到处啊被逼迫，到处受毁谤。
Everywhere he went, he was persecuted and he was beaten.
到处受鞭打。
And he was whipped.
要是我们今天的话，可能说主啊，我为您热心啊，怎么还会遭遇到这种不公平的待遇？
If it was today, can we say that we will do all this for the Lord?
但是他信念就是什么？
What is the belief that Paul had?
主必快来。
His belief was that the Lord was coming soon.
就能够使他很勇敢地站起来。
So he was able to stand up courageously.
很勇敢地去完成神要让他完成的使命。
He was able to bravely accomplish what the Lord Jesus wanted him to do.
所以当他写信给帖撒罗尼迦信徒的时候。
So when he wrote this letter to the Thessalonians,
信里头啊，五次啊提到主的再来。
In this letter alone, it mentions the coming of the Lord 5 times.
啊，当然后来的人呢、啊，就把他所写的书信就分成一章一章，总共有五章。
Of course, later on, they divided this letter into 5 chapters.
所以每一章都提到主的再来。
So in every chapter, it mentions the coming of the Lord.
雅各在雅各书也是一样，一直提到主的日子临近了。
And in the book of James, James also talks about the coming of the Lord being at hand.
请看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章第八节。
James chapter 5, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们也应当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子临近了。第九节，
弟兄
们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看呐、啊，审判的主就站在门前的，审判的主啊，不但是很近，已经在我的门口了。
This is the judge isn't just close; he's standing at the door.
所以保罗他在罗马书的时候，他这样子说。
So in the book of Romans, Paul said,
我们现今呢？我们得救，现今比我们初心的时候更近了。
The time for when we are saved is, or when we are joining the Lord is closer than the time when we first believed.
好，那再来我们要谈谈怎么来迎接主的再临。
So let us discuss how do we meet the Lord's return.
既然主的再临是确实有这么一回事的。
Since we know that the Lord is indeed coming.
而且是很快的。
And that it's very close.
那我们要怎么预备呢？
How do we prepare for this?
请看马太福音。
Let's look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章四十二节。
Matthew 24 verse 42.
四十二节。
42.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到的。再看四十四节。
Let's also look at verse 44.
所以，你们要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。所以人子来了之后，怎么准备？第一个就是警醒，第二个就是预备。
How do we prepare for the coming of the Son of Man? The first thing is to be watchful, and second thing is to be awake.
警醒就是两个眼睛一起睁开。
sorry, to be watchful is to have both eyes open.
有时候人总是会想睡觉。
It's natural that people will get sleepy at times.
但是呢，不能睡啊，眼睛要经常睁开啊。
But we mustn't fall asleep. We must have both eyes open.
不但是要睁开，还要左右环顾啊。
Not only do we have to have our eyes open, we have to be aware and look left and right.
看主是从哪个方向来啊。
We have to keep an eye out for which direction the Lord is coming from.
但我们这个字是这样写的，说警醒，但是我们可能很难体会这个警醒的滋味啊。
It might tell us to be watchful here, but it could also be hard for us to know what it really means to be watchful.
啊，我去巴西的时候。
One time when I was in Brazil.
去访问信徒啊，信徒是住在城中心。
I went to go visit a believer, and they lived in the middle of the city.
然后走过一些街道。
So we had to walk by a couple alleys.
那很多从各个国家来的人呢，包括中国大陆的人啊，在马路旁边呢摆地摊。
There were many people selling things, and these people were from all sorts of countries, including mainland China.
啊，他们怎么摆地摊呢？
And they put their things on next to the street selling things.
他们实际上好像那个浴巾啊，浴巾大小的布，像我们浴巾大小的布，就把在地面上，然后就商品啊，就放在上面。
And their stores were just basically a towel, and they put what they had to sell on top of those towels.
那他们一定这个四个角，这个好像浴巾大小的布呢，有四个角，他们一定要把一个角先这样先把折起来。
So there's four corners to the towels, and they must fold each of the corners up a little bit.
因为摆地摊是非法的。
But selling on the street like this is illegal.
因为政府啊收不到税啊。
The government can't get any tax money from these sales.
要取缔。
So the police will look out for this.
因此当他们看到警察来的时候。
So as soon as they see the police come.
因为有一个角已经是缩进来的，已经卷进来的，所以很快啊，其实要三个角一啪，马上走了。
Since each of the corners is already folded up a little bit, as soon as the police come, they could fold their entire store up and just run very quickly.
他们的眼睛很厉害，这样看啊。
Their eyes are very alert, and they look from side to side.
不但要去应付客人，还要看有没有警察来。
Not only do they have to handle customers, they also have to keep an eye out for the police.
警察来的时候，所有的商品全部没收。
As soon as the police come, they confiscate all their goods.
当然没有人愿意这样子的。
So nobody is willing to put up with this.
所以他们要警醒。
So that's why they have to be. That's why they have to be awake.
我们的心态也是一样。
And our mentality should be the same.
要经常警醒。
We must be.Watchful.
只是我们的灵性啊，经常在保持着一个警戒状态。
We must keep an eye out on our faith.
我们的心灵啊，不容许任何一个人进来。
We can't allow anyone into our hearts.
我们的心啊，不容许一个人来破坏我们跟主的关系。
We can't allow anyone into our hearts to destroy the relationship between us and Jesus.
还要预备。
We must also be prepared.
预备什么呢？
What do we prepare?
我们预备油啊。
We must prepare oil.
我们经常保持圣灵的充满。
We must constantly be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们预备积分啊，我们要做主的工有积分啊，有分数啊，有 credit.
When we do the Lord's work, we receive credit.
我们预备行善，有爱心。
When we prepare, we do good things and we have love.
那雅各那边呢？我们知道雅各啊，旧约圣经啊，所罗门王的诗歌，雅各。
We know that the book of Song of Solomon is a song about.
虽然里面的意思啊是很难明白。
It's a book that may be very difficult to understand.
但是里头的大意啊，我们很清楚的看到，那是在描写说我们要怎么跟主就建立一个很亲密的关系。
But when you read the book, you realize that it actually talks about how we pursue an intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们看看啊，有两种人。
Let us see how there are two types of doors.
我们看雅各。
Let's look at the Song of Solomon.
雅各第五章。
Song of Songs, chapter 5.
雅各第五章三十六节。
Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 36.
雅各第五章第三节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我回答说，我脱了衣裳怎么能够再穿上呢？我洗了脚怎么能够再玷污呢？说这边有一个人啊，是良人啊，叫主耶稣在门国敲门啊，他就说啊，不行啊，我已经脱了衣裳啊，已经睡觉了，怎么能够再穿上？洗了脚怎么能够再玷污？说不能够起来给你开门。
Here it talks about a beloved, which is the Lord Jesus, and he comes to knock at the door. But the person answering says, I've taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? When the Lord Jesus comes to seek him, he actually doesn't bother with him at all. He ignores him and tells him it's not a good time. I'm sleeping already. This Sabbath service hours are not very...They're not good for me.
要去参加访问，现在这个时间对我来讲很不方便。
It's hard for me to go visit believers at this time.
读经要祷告这个时间对我来讲很不方便。
And the time for prayer and the time for reading the Bible, these are all it's not a good time for me.
不行啊，我已经脱了衣裳，已经脚已经洗干净了，已经洗过澡了，躺在床上了。
I've taken off my robe. I washed my feet. I'm already lying on the bed.
但是又有另外一种人。
But there's another type of person.
来看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Song of Songs, chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
我夜间躺过在床上，寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。另外一种人是一直在找他心所爱的人。
This other type of person is constantly seeking for his beloved.
也就在找主耶稣啊。
Which is to say that this person is seeking Jesus.This person is already in bed.
第二节说
Verse 2.
我说我要起来游行街中，在街市上，在宽阔处寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。
It says that I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares, and I will seek the one I love.
说这个人已经躺在床上了。
So this person is already in bed.
但他为了要找主耶稣。
But for the sake of seeking the Lord Jesus,
他起来。
He gets up.
前面那种人是说啊，不行啊，我已经躺下睡觉了。
The first person says, "I can't. I'm already lying in bed."
这种人说起来啊，虽然已经躺在床上，但要起来找他心所爱的人，找主耶稣。
Whereas this person gets up and goes looking for his beloved, the Lord Jesus.
这个叫追求与主有亲密的关系。
So this is pursuing a very close relationship with the Lord.
我们要用心思。
We must use our hearts.
我们要变卖我们所有的。
We must sell everything that we have.
我们改变我们的生活方式。
We must change our lifestyles.
那彼得前书啊，彼得在彼得前书他也提到，我们请看彼得前书第五章。
In the book of 1 Peter.
前书五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得前书五章第八节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
我要警守警醒，因为你们的仇敌。魔鬼如同火叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。我们除了要警醒预备，要追求与主建立亲密的关系以外呢，我们要小心呢，免得魔鬼来吞吃我们。
Besides being watchful and being prepared and pursuing an intimate relationship with the Lord, we also must be careful lest the devil come and swallow us.
我们或许会想说啊，魔鬼不可能吞吃我了。你看，我都很认真聚会的。
Maybe we think, there's no way that the devil could devour me. I come to church and study very, diligently.
但是我们有时再想一想。
But when we think about it,
有些时候生活的忙碌会吞吃了我们。
At times, the busyness of our lives may devour us.
因为很忙啊，忙到后来就没时间读经，没时间祷告。
Perhaps we're so busy that in the end we have no time to.Pray or read the Bible. We have no time to meditate on the words of the Lord. The busyness of our lives has devoured us. Likewise, the pressure in our lives can devour us. The worries in our life can devour us. Also, the enjoyments in our life devour us. And the comfort of our lives devours us.
我们看看那个生病的人呢、啊。
When we look at someone who is sick, when he is lying in bed,
他说：“哎，我躺这个姿势啊，最好，这个我的背部不会痛。”
this person lies in bed and he's in a certain position and he says, oh, this is the best position because my back doesn't hurt.
你看当他要转一个姿势的时候、啊、不行啊这边会痛这边会痛。
When he tries to turn to a different position, he says, no, I can't, this hurts and this hurts.
他就不想啊改变坐的姿势还是躺的姿势。
So they are unwilling to change the position they are lying or sitting in.
因为一改变的话会使他疼痛。
As soon as they change, they'll feel pain.
那就是生病的人啊。
And the sick person.
正常的人您再怎么改变怎么坐姿啊睡姿怎么转这边转那一边不会痛的。
This is how it is for a sick person, whereas a healthy person, no matter how you twist and turn and sit, he will feel no pain.
所以一样在安逸生活当中的人呢，就好像一个病人一样。
So, if the easiness and the comfort of our lives, it is as if we're a sick person.
因为他不想动。
Because we don't want to move.
不想改变他的生活方式。
And we don't want to change the way we live our lives.
不想改变他的时间，改变他的计划。
We don't want to change our time schedule and our plans.
因为一改变的话，会让他痛苦啊。
Because as soon as something changes, you'll feel pain.
这个就是好像主耶稣所告诉我们的。
This is as the Lord Jesus tells us.
请看路加福音。
Let's look at the book of Luke.
二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke 21.
三十四节。
Luke 21 verse 34.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Luke 21:34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕今啊，恐怕贪食醉酒，并奸生的思虑，捏住你们的心啊。那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。有几样事情会捏住我们的心。
There's a few things that are weighing our hearts down.
就是说把我们的心啊，就拉下去。
It's like it's pulling our hearts down.
拉下去的意思就是，哦，那天心情不好。
And when our hearts are pulled down, it means we feel bad.
所以有时候我们在服侍神的时候
，So sometimes when we are serving the Lord,
有时候会受心情的影响
，Sometimes we'll be influenced by our emotions.
哎呀，我今天心情不好
，I don't feel very good today.
不想读经
，I don't want to read the Bible.
我今天心情不好，不想出去访问
，I don't feel good today. I don't want to go out and visit other believers.
我今天心情不好啊，弟兄姐妹连一个人我都不理他们
，Today I really don't feel good. I don't want to.Pay attention to even one fellow believer.
我的心情不好，今天我不想去教会煮饭呢。
I don't feel good today. I don't feel like going to church to cook.
为什么？因为这些贪食、醉酒、今生的思虑啊，把我们拉下来呀。
Because things like carousing and drunkenness and cares of this life, they weigh us down.
说这是魔鬼的诡计呀。
So this is a technique of the devil.
这魔鬼会捉妖，这样吞噬我们。
The devil will use these things to devour us.
要吞噬我们以前呢，魔鬼他不会说，哎，我要吞噬你啊，小心呢。
Before he comes to devour us, the devil won't give us a warning and tell us, hey, I'm coming to eat you.
他是利用我们最认为很舒服的方式生活，那个时候就是魔鬼要吞噬我们的时候。
He comes when we feel like we are in the most comfort in our lives.
他启示录也是提到主的再临。
And the book of Revelation also talks about the coming of the Lord.
启示录虽然也是很难懂。
This book of Revelation is also a very difficult book to understand.
写启示录的目的最主要的是告诉我们要悔改。
But one of the main points of writing this book of Revelation is to warn us to repent.
启示录有13个地方提到悔改。
There are 13 places in the book of Revelation that discuss repentance.
悔改的意思就是我们的心意要更新。
And to repent means that we must change and renew our mindsets.
就是改变我们的想法了。
We must change the way we think.
改变我们想法以后，我们就会调整我们生活的优先顺序。
Because after we change the way we think, we can adjust the priorities in our life.
优先顺序就是以教会生活为优先。
This is to say that we put our church life first.
难道是家庭生活
？And then comes family life.
难道是我们的职业生活
？And then comes our work.
我们会调整我们事情的轻重缓急。
And we will adjust the priorities and the importance that we see things with.
我们所看重的事情，神不一定会看重。
What we see with great importance, the Lord Jesus may not necessarily see the same.
神所看重的事情，我们不一定也会看重。
And what God places great importance on, we may not see as very important.
所以我们要以神所看重的事情为重要。
So we must be able to see what the Lord sees as important.
好像圣经说啊，人所尊贵的事情啊，有时候神看起来是可恶的、可憎恶的。
What the Lord sees of great importance, people may feel has no value.
我起诉里头有一个目标啊，让我们去追求。
But in the book of Revelation, there is a goal for us to pursue.
那个就是新天新地。
That is a new heaven and earth.
那是一个很超美好的境界的。
And that is an exceedingly great place.
这没有一个没有眼泪。
There is no tears.
没有死亡。
There is no death.
没有悲哀。
There is no sorrow.
没有哭嚎。
There is no pain.
没有疼痛的天地。
And there is no crying.
你看多美好啊！
What a wonderful place this is.
说那个海呀、啊，已经不再有了。
There is no the sea there does not exist anymore.
那个海呀、啊，就是苦海的世界。
And that sea refers to a sea of bitterness.
那个海就是翻腾的海。
The sea is it's a raging sea.
那个海是折磨人的苦海。
This is a sea of bitterness that torments people.
可是感谢主啊，那个海不再有了。
But thank God, at that time, the sea will no longer exist.
新天新地要出现。
A new heaven and earth will appear.
所以这个就是一个目标，让我们去追求。
So this is a goal for us to pursue.
然后呢，主就再来了。
And at that time, the Lord will come again.
我们最后请看启示录二十二章。
Lastly, let's look at Revelation 22.
二十二章二十节。
Revelation 22 verse 20.
启示录二十二章二十。
Revelation 22:20。
证明这事的说啊，是啊，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
20. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming. I am coming quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
当我们有这个主耶稣再来这个信念的时候
，When we have this belief that the Lord Jesus is coming soon,
我们在信仰上就能够扎根。
Then we can establish roots in our faith.
扎根以后就很自然的会往上结果。
And once we have roots, then naturally we will grow upwards and bear fruit.
我们要建立跟主耶稣一个很亲密的关系。
We will establish an intimate relationship with the Lord.
很自然的，就好像雅各最后一章的最后一节中，主啊，我愿你快来。
And very naturally, it'll be like in the book of Song of Solomon's when it writes that, Lord, I long for you to return.
那启示录也是一样。
And Revelation is the same.
当我们向心腹壮士整齐准备好的时候
，When we have prepared everything,
我们就跟主说啊，主啊，我愿你快来。
Once we are prepared, we will ask the Lord, please come quickly.
因此，我们今天在信仰的旅程上
，So today in our journey of faith,
我们一定要这个信念。
We must have this belief.
主必快来。
The Lord is coming soon.
什么是最重要的？
What is the most important?
我们自然的就能够理清楚。
We will naturally realize what is important.
什么是我们人生当中最该追求的事情？
And we will see clearly what is more important to seek after in our lives.
我们自然就很清楚。
We will naturally be very clear on this.
因为我们有这个信念，主必快来。
Because we have this belief that the Lord is coming soon.
再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
208首。
Hymn 208。
When the Lord is called, you'll be there. When the Lord is called, you'll be there. When the Lord
Please be seated.
信主的这个目的就是将来要灵魂得救。
The point of believing in Jesus is that one day we hope to have salvation.
但是今生我会得到平安。
But we will also receive peace.
当我们有主必再来这个信念的时候。
So if we have this belief that the Lord Jesus is coming.
我们就会把事情的轻重缓急啊弄得很清楚。
Then we will be very clear on our priorities.
我们就不会浪费很多时间。
And we won't waste a lot of time.
我们事情会做得很顺利。
We will do things very smoothly.
我们不会过着一个后悔的人生。
We won't live a life of regret.
相反的，我们会过着一个喜乐的人生。
Instead, we'll live a life of joy.
因为我们生活的顺序都有条有理。
Because our life is ordered.
神也会尊重我们。
And the Lord will look highly upon us.
因为我们尊重神。
Because we fear and respect the Lord.
神会把我们放在第一位。
And Lord will put us number one.
因为我们把他摆在第一位。
Because we put him first in our lives.
也是因为我们知道主必快来。
Because we know that the Lord is coming soon.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.